Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zacks Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by David Minchin, who's chairman at Helix Exploration. Hi today, David.
Hi, Zach. I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Right. Today the news was Rudyard Reserves model and proposed fundraising, which became a fundraising rather quickly.
That's right. Yes, we went out for 4 million. We've closed on a book of 5 million. That is sufficient to take us all the way into production, targeting production in Q2 of this year.
Right, so you've got the cash for production, and I suppose the other point there, apart from that you raised money basically at the market price, which is nice. A bit more detail on Rudyard, which I suppose that is the key to things going forward, right?
Yes, I mean, Rudyard is a fantastic project to start a company with because it's the low-hanging fruit in terms of being able to generate early cash flow. It's very simple nitrogen gas mix, which lends itself to easy processing. And the site itself, the helium reservoir, sits underneath a natural gas reservoir. It's a brownfield site with all of the infrastructure in place, like three-phase power, roads, and importantly, all of the services which you'd expect around a gas field. So with this plant, which we purchased between Christmas and New Year, and with the drilling in Darwin and the extended well test, which we completed in December, we have reserves and we have a plant, so we're able to rapidly bring this into production. This raise of funds allows us to drill an additional two production wells and also bring in a membrane unit to sit in front of the PSA plant. Finances the plant refit and the installation. We should be in positive cash flow by we'll be generating cash by the end of Q2, and importantly with the reserves of Rudyard, it looks like a very promising economic model.
Right, so it came to market April last year. We're now near the end of January. Are you happy with progress and where you are now? Are you further or nearer to where you thought you were going to be at this time?
Well, I'm delighted with where we are. Yeah, it's a testament to the team that we've got, that we've been able to deliver operationally over the last 12 months. I can't think of any other helium company on AIM which has been active in the M&A front. We secured Rudyard for a bargain price and predominantly for shares. We've drilled two wells. We flow tested them both. We have a commercial discovery at Rudyard. We have reserves in place. Over the Christmas period, we purchased the plant at less than 10% of the cost of a new one. And because of that, we are in a position to accelerate into production. I mean, the team has delivered consistently throughout 2024, and I'm looking forward to an active 2025.
I mean, there's big numbers there in the RNS, well, one of the RNSs today, reserves of 355 million cubic feet and of helium, and in a net revenue, 115 million. I mean, those are big numbers, right?
Yeah, I mean, Rudyard is exceeding all expectations. Yeah, this closure is larger than we initially modelled. And, as a point of reference, these reserve and resources are using the same structural model as we used in the past. So there's scope for these numbers to increase again. But yeah, we're looking at cash flow of $15 to $25 million a year. We're looking at net revenues of $115 to $220 million per year. $220 million a year, even at a post dilution, that's an NPV per share of 76p, and that's on Rudyard alone. That's not including the upside, the obvious upside of Ingomar, and it's not including any M&A work which we might do over the next 12 months. So it's a significant prize which underlies the value of the entire company and offers, hopefully, significant value for long-term shareholders.
The shares are actually up slightly today, which is always good news when shares go up after a fundraise. Market cap just under £20 million. So with I suppose you're only at the foothills of your market cap if everything goes well in terms of production and operationally for the rest of this year.
Well, exactly. I mean, we're trading at 1x anticipated income. Market cap is normally a multiple over cash flow. So yeah, there's clearly up to come. I think this fundraise achieves the job of answering the question of how do we get into production? Well, we're now fully funded, and I think that will take the lid off in terms of expectations on the market, and will allow us to hopefully climb up to a fair valuation which reflects the underlying assets.
David Minchin, Chairman at Helix Exploration. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much, Zach. Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.